Good morning. It is 6:45 now. KRWG News. The New Mexico Department of Health is providing drive-up screening this morning for COVID-19 at the Las Cruces Public Health Office at 1170 North Solano. Anyone can get tested regardless of whether they have symptoms and whether they have insurance. Tests are free. They'll continue until 10 a.m. or while supplies last. If you have questions, call the office at 575-528-5063. Reopening and transportation plans for Las Cruces Public Schools will be released next week and finalized by July 15th. Las Cruces Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Karen Trujillo says the hybrid learning model will still have 5 days of school with new content on a daily basis. Emily Guerra spoke to Trujillo about their plans.
What about the transportation?
So initially, part of the guidance we were given was that students would have to alternate seats, one student per seat, and that would take some bus capacity to like 25%. The guidance we received was that students wearing face masks could be one and in some cases up to two students per seat. So that really makes a huge difference as we're planning for our transportation, because in so many things, transportation really does control a lot of what we are able to do. So that provides us with a lot more leeway and, again, able to kind of move forward and make plans with our bus provider.
Is it difficult for the parents to bring them to school?
Well, we were, in fact, you know, looking at saying like, okay, we need to get a number of parents who are able to actually bring their children to school, and we're going to continue to encourage that. But we understand that there are parents that rely on bus service, and we're, you know, we have to provide that, and we understand that. So when we look at the 50% capacity, that means that, you know, half of the students in the building at a time, so that means half of the students being transported on a daily basis on the bus, so we'll be able to manage that. I think the difficulty for the community is really going to be what do we do when students are not at school? Because at most, students will be at school 2, possibly 3 days a week. So that means that the community is really going to have to come together to figure out how we work with families, employers, working with employees that have children to make sure that we have schedules that are manageable not only for the students but for the parents.
With the 50% capacity, does that mean they'll have at least a full day?
So when we look at the 50% model, it really is full days for students. It would be 2 or 3 days a week. When we look at a full day versus half day, again, going back to transportation, a half day really doubles the transportation cost. So that might be a little bit different for preschool because we already have some programs that operate on a half day. But for the most part, when we're looking at kindergarten through 12th grade, for sure it is full days. And the guidance that came out was encouraging like Monday, Tuesday, and then, you know, school closure with cleaning on Wednesday, and then the second cohort Thursday and Friday. In our initial conversations, we were looking at possibly like a Tuesday, Thursday, and for one group of students, and then a Wednesday, Friday. So those are discussions that we'll have to work with our community members, poll our families, and really trying to figure out what works best for our community.
And will they have online work as well?
Yes. So regardless of whether or not the students are at school physically or they're at home remotely, it is 5 days of school, 5 days worth of work. And, you know, when we went to the remote learning plan in the spring, you know, we had to turn that around in one day, develop curriculum, do all of those things very, very immediately. We've spent all summer working with teachers, doing professional development, building online courses that have all of the standards and benchmarks for each grade level. So it will look very different than it did in the spring because we are doing, you know, new content every single day, and the expectations for students and attendance, grades, all of those are very similar to before we had the shutdown. So it is, you know, new content on a daily basis, whether you're in school or not. So our plan will be released the week of July 6th. And available for additional consideration and comments. And by July 15th, we should have a very good idea of which students are going to be in which situation. So even though we are planning on coming back hybrid, we know that we have a contingency of families that want to do fully online learning. And so we're expanding our online capacity to make sure that we're able to serve our students, especially those who are medically fragile and unable to return to the classroom.
To hear Emily's entire interview with Dr. Karen Trujillo, go to the Puentes page under the news link at krwg.org.